and it's stuck. It's beautiful.
That is very fun.
Very.
All the earlier are crushing, just conducting an investigation. Can you tell us the truth? The goddamn son of a bitch just won't, you know, show you what's up to.
He used it to get himself a man.
He got the use of him yet. Sorry?
Well, the court hasn't approved it yet.
Well, he hasn't accepted it.
He hasn't accepted
it.
He hasn't accepted it because they have the court have to approve it before they can make the offer firm. I have been told that he will accept it. His counsel believes that he gets on that stand and can testify. There's been a lot of visiting with judges around here. Visiting with various judges.
Yes. They believe you got on
the judges are pretty unanimous that if they have this television case, this television hearing, there's not one case that will ever stand up against anybody.
So what do they all mean that they want?
Dean wants them to go on. He wants his cancer to spread it all over there, as much a circus as possible, so he will jeopardize his own trial, because he figures by what he says there, he'll make it broad enough to taint any evidence they subsequently try to produce. Yes.
What about others?
Well, he's hoping the others will testify too, so that their evidence will
taint them too.
He'll try to taint it on, and he thinks he may taint all cases. I'm pretty well convinced none of the trials will stand up if the hearings go their route. But the critical thing, Mr. President, is it's the hearings in which you will be tried, not them. They'll get off, but the hearings will be used against you because they're trying you in public offense.
Sure.
So that's our problem with the hearings.
Sure.
You know, if you want in it,
right,
you'll be fine.
So there are requirements you want to spill our guts. You want to spill our guts in here? Is that water to go out?
No, sir. I say the hearings might protect the others. And if you weren't involved, I'd say let them go their merry way with their circus and call all the cases.
But my concern is
you want to stop the hearings.
But my point is,
you're my client.
Is
to get them indicted.
To get them indicted.
That's true.
When the hell is that going
to happen? Well, as I told you,
not before the end of the month.
Says not before the end of the month. And I frankly, in looking at it now, I'm wondering if he's going to get many indictments. I think.
Really?
I'm doubtful if he will. The special prosecutor might, depending on who it is. You know, he can't induce a jury if he wants to go that far.
This year,
we'll do it. But from an evidentiary standpoint, I don't believe they have a prima facie case now against Bob, John, Chuck.
Really?
I don't believe they have.
Not Bob or John?
I don't believe they have a prima facie case at all.
Against Mitchell?
I believe they have.
Against Brewer, of course. What do you think?
Well, they could indict him nevertheless. I suspect they've got a case against Slump, but I don't know if they've gone into it yet on funds.
Well,
but from what I heard from them today,
we've got to prepare for the heat at all of the waters from around. That's what it is.
The implication is on
the air already that the law is in the way all say all and early when that total protects the case. You don't agree?
No, I agree. That's the implication.
That's the implication.
Where's the memorandum?
Yeah, but
some time back. If we can have the time and we can get him far enough out of the limb, get rid of Sawed Off Heart, and make the case state, and literally force the call witnesses on that thing, you know, this diverts things too. I'd like to see us, I hope he uses the information early. Because I'd like for him to go out on the limb. At that point, we can get people demanding to get into this. Then we'll put Dan Garner, Portello, man, we'll lay him on the stand. We'll put those witnesses on and we'll tie that committee up for several weeks, running him off this particular show. And you'll plot on his first major issue. And if we beat him on that first major issue, we got the issue. Now, if we can get in there and do that, you know, and work the timing, so we can get into that committee at that point, then we got a little more flexibility.
Well, what we got to do is be ready, so let's get ready.
We got to be prepared. We will.
In the meantime, see you in the chair. Remember that the situation was a hell of a lot better than they did at 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, I thought they'd probably been bumping everybody, burglarizing everybody in the country.
Well,
they haven't done a goddamn thing. That's true.
They haven't done it. I didn't think we'd done an awful lot.
You know, they might have done something.
I doubt somebody might have done something. I know the intelligence community, but
the bureaucracy is where they should. That thing's on at the moment. Is that what it is?
Yes.
They did do it.
That's what it is. They did do it.
What did this judge do then? He came in January. What did the president do?
He presided over an interdepartmental committee, which all it amounted to was a coordination group. Hoover had cut off liaison to everybody but the White House. Only place he had liaison left was here. He cut it off to all the other agents. This was a device that was set up so there could be liaison and the people could talk to each other from the bureau without Hoover cutting their heads off because he couldn't afford to get them from going to the area committee meeting. That's what this committee turned out to be all about.
The event spread that based on their conversations that this document here that is in the so-called Dean file, within 2 to 3 days thereafter, orally by Sullivan, and what he was so sick, and there, at least there's one witness that you know that heard
yes,
it and said, it's no-go. Is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, sir. And I'm convinced we'll turn up with others. And additionally, we have Houston, who said no go. You know, he told me it was turned off when I first talked to him. DIA says the same thing. Now they're pinning down who talked to who, so we can find the live witness. I suspect it's Don Bennett. Some of them have heard it. But they're pinning it down. I think we'll have to call Don Bennett back. I'm sure Noah Goller is aware of all.
Well, Goddard was here almost yesterday. We better get him back. He should be here.
And Bennett was here today.
Goddard is a good reason to come anyway. He's got to be at the POW dinner on the 24th. So let's get Goddard's ass back here right away. And boy, he stands up. Or else. You know what I mean?
No.
Goddard should get back. Get Bennett back.
He'll stand up.
We'll invite them both to the POW dinner.
Good.
Fair enough.
Good.
Be a good chair, boy. My touchdown. Well, it is another day. You know, Al, I think one thing I'm going to say that I think it's right, the privilege thing. I think we're stuck on the wall or something.
But look at its worst. The Walters
just come right out and blast the shit, you know, I don't know how we do it, but...
I know,
it's terrible.
I
for sure, there, take our time. I agree. Don't do it for today, you know, it's okay.
Thank you.
Good night.